A character planted in the audience that you'd never expect to be on the payroll. And when she plays her big scene, she creates more heat than you could ever imagine. Now here's the secret. She's a stunt granny.
Audio something or other, because I didn't look up the number beforehand. So, yes, this is Jeremy, back after a long hiatus. Joining me this time for a very special asshole edition of Stunt Granny Audio is Eric Nelson. Hello, Eric.
That's right, people. Prepare your anus. It's the asshole edition of Stunt Granny Audio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't have a picture up on this thing.
Yeah.
Aw.
You might actually hear my voice this time because we're on Skype and not my shitty cell phone. And Jeremy's Skype avatar is an Ewok. Then
it's wicked.
It's a fucking hobbit or whatever it is, and underneath it says "Prepare your anus." Mike,
yes,
that's a fucking mandate, not a suggestion. So just
well, no, that's the name of the Ewok. That's Wicket. He was the main one.
Okay,
he was a little bastard that took Princess Leia's helmet or something. I can't remember what he did.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, but that picture is actually from the Ewok movie.
Oh, God.
That was on ABC. Yeah, I don't know. You might have been too young to remember that one.
No, I don't know. I remember that they had a whole line of Ewok toys. And I'm assuming the main reason they did that movie is because they wanted to put out a line of toys based on those characters.
Well, no, the line of toys was based off of the cartoon series.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's why they looked more cartoony than the regular Star Wars figures
did.
And then they also had droids, which was C-3PO and R2-D2, and they had their own line of figures. Because basically Star Wars figures have been in production ever since, was it 1977,
probably.
Yeah, I think 78 probably for the year. But even at their lowest point, they still had some sort of Star Wars action figure in production. Until they came back out with those new ones back when I was in college, and I made a shitload of money. Well,
Oh yeah.
Well, we used to go to the stores when they first opened, and they had this ugly ass Princess Leia figure, and then they pulled her off the shelf. So that was some big ass money.
Oh hell yeah, dude!
So working in a comic shop and all that shit, you go in those fucking nerds and pay for. And I gotta stop doing that, actually.
Yeah,
calling people out for being nerds.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, all the damn nerds went and got it, and I was like, well, yeah.
You know what? Actually, this is our version of PWTorch.com collectibles column. I got all my He-Man action figures from my dad's house not too long ago, my Masters of the Universe, and my thought was, I need to sell them on eBay. I need to sell them on eBay soon. And my mom was like, do you really want to get rid of those now? You know, why don't you wait? Well, because in fucking 20 years, the people who have the money to spend on those things aren't going to enjoy them the same way that the suckers are going to now who I'm about to sell them to.
Yeah.
But, well, Mattel, or maybe it wasn't Mattel. I don't know.
Yeah, it's Mattel.
Well,
yeah.
Mattel made the original ones, but somebody came out with a line of classic He-Man figures within the last 10, 15 years or so. And, it really pisses me off. Those individual figures are selling on eBay at about the same price as my original figures. Now, granted, because I was 3 and 4 years old when I had these, those classic figures don't have such character items as Prince Adam's chewed on head, Skeletor's ripped off leg because I wanted to see how many times I could turn his leg around in the socket. So you'd think with all that, joie de vivre and whatever, I don't know what the fuck French word I actually used, that my figures would actually be worth more. So I'm going to try to put them up on eBay sometime, see what I can get out of them. Before it could be too late, seriously, when I'm 60, I'm not going to want to buy a Bo Jackson rookie card or a goddamn Transformer. I'm going to try to hit these people up now while they're ripe.
Well, the only thing is, they are coming out with a Masters of the Universe movie again, hopefully within the next 2 years.
That's right, yeah.
So, Well, but they've also been trying to make that since 1997.
See, you can't just sit on rumors like that. You gotta just, you know, you gotta go with your gut.
Well, they at one point had, was it Ang Lee? They had some goofy ass, they had like some like solid actual director attached to it.
Well, that's funny.
And yeah, it was just, I don't think it was Ang Lee, but it was just like, what the hell is he going to do with a He-Man movie?
Give some, but, head like Michael Bay. Like, of course then Battle Cat would turn into this big goddamn machine.
Well, he was kind of part machine with all the armor.
I guess, I mean, yeah. And you know. Prince Adam would be played by Shia LaBeouf.
Well, he, what was the goofy wizard's name? Orko?
Orko, yep.
Yeah, he could be Orko.
Dude, yeah, there you go. No way, dude. Peter Dinklage. There's your Orko right there.
He'd be fucking badass as Orko, though.
He would. That's
a bad selection, actually.
You might need to put him on stilts and have him be Man at Arms.
or no, he could be Ram Man. Yeah.
That's awesome. Call me an elf one more time. I'm going to ram your ass.
He just squats down. And you actually hear the... What you couldn't see was me doing an arm motion.
Oh, yeah.
Like I was trying to like get someone to honk their horn.
I didn't have to see it. I imagined it.
God damn, yeah. But... So that happened.
Who knows where we're going with this. I'm sitting here... feeding my face right now with leftover pizza from last night. A restaurant in Des Moines named Fong's. If I haven't talked about Fong's yet, probably the greatest pizza place in the world. They put Chinese food on pizza.
So, oh my God.
I'm currently eating a crab rangoon pizza right now.
Why? I'm not bashing on it, but wait, was that on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives or something?
Was it on what? Dinah Shore's what?
Sorry, I did say that kind of fast. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Oh, I don't know.
I thought they had some place in Iowa that had, like, goofy pizzas like that.
Man vs. Food went to Black Market Pizza in Ames, Iowa. Also good pizza. But, yeah, not gimmicky like this. And you asked the question, why? Because it's the last fucking thing that there is to be done. Every rotten-ass state and county fair just has the raunchy stuff on sticks, deep fat fried, and everything. It's like, what else is there left to do? I know. I'm going to tear up this crab rangoon and throw it on my frozen pizza because I'm high as shit because I live in Des Moines, Iowa. Hmm. Oh, I know. Let's turn it into a restaurant. So that's what I'm doing right now. And
oh, yeah. Well,
I had a long day at work. I'm a big whiny pussy.
Well, I had something else I was going to bring up. I think I should bring it up off the air.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. never mind. we were all thinking about, like, dropping acid or hitting mushrooms before we went to your wedding. So I didn't know if we should warn you now or so.
That's an interesting way to wait until to not bring it up right away. We were thinking about doing it, but weren't sure if we were going to tell you.
Yeah, we're not sure yet. So if, like, you know... Everyone kind of figures out why the people are sitting in the back of the church, just like looking at their hands or something. Just be like, yeah.
The best thing is, our wedding's not at a church. So if you're sitting in the back of the church, I'm really going to know something's up.
It could be the fucking space station for all I care. I'm like, wow, this place is amazing.
Why are we at Thongs? Oh.
No, but why are we in Thongs? Like, no, seriously. How fucked up are we? But no, that's a joke, kids. Drugs are, well,
yeah,
you know, they're really good. But I guess we should talk some sort of wrestling. Although Kevin, if Kevin listens to this, he'll be like, why did you tell him? But
yeah,
you know, whatever.
No. Well, you know what? We got some beep, 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 beep news you can use. So, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
You like that?
Nah, I guess.
I had a long day. I got a lot of shit to get off my chest.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, but I don't even know where to start. This was news people can use by Kevin. These were his ideas.
Yep.
So if they suck, DeFrango11 at DeFrango11 on Twitter. Okay, I'm going to start at the bottom. And I was actually just finishing up Raw.
Yeah.
Raw that ended with a 30-minute segment about Brock Lesnar Triple H, Shawn Michaels, and the WWE title was an afterthought by the end of the show, going into SummerSlam. And really, it's kind of indicative of Punk's run as champion. He's always taken a back seat to other angles.
Oh, yeah.
I can't.
And it's unbelievable that now John Cena is in his angle, and he still can't get main event status.
Mm-hmm.
However, they could make the argument, hey, we promoted that the show was going to begin with the world champion CM Punk, but, you know, what good has that done Alberto Del Rio's career? He opened up a WrestleMania with a world heavyweight championship match.
And lost.
And, yeah, and look at the fucking rocket that put under his ass.
But there's that, but then also it, even pay-per-views, he's not main event. And I want to say, like, the Money in the Bank, he clearly didn't. Because the Money in the Bank pay-per-view ended with John Cena winning the Money in the Bank.
Right.
And then WrestleMania, obviously not. He was in the middle of the show. He was middle of the show, wasn't he?
Yeah.
It was a little bit later.
He and Jericho were like third to last or whatever.
Yeah. I want to say the last time he was a true main event, was that when he won the title at Survivor Series? Way back in Thanksgiving?
I was thinking it was, did he win it then? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think, well, no, was I forget now if Cena and Rock were in the main event.
Oh, no, you're right. I'm sorry. Yeah, that was Cena and Rock versus Miz and...
R-Truth.
Oh, my God, that was the main event.
That was the main event over a title match. I think the last, and correct us if we're wrong, I think the last pay-per-view main event he was in was when he beat Cena at last year's Money in the Bank for the title.
There's got to be one we're missing. But, I mean, I know we could look it up, but, you know, whatever. Why?
But not playing second banana to a half-hour segment devoted to Triple H.
And devoted to Triple H and Shawn Michaels, who apparently is neutered now. I'm confused by that whole thing where he's scared of Brock Lesnar. They've never given a justification about why he suddenly doesn't fight. I know it's been retired, but they should at least mention it or have him go, you know, he did mention that he fought Undertaker and he fought this guy, but he goes, well, this is a different animal. Well, no, it's not.
No, not really.
It's just another big dude.
Well, not only that, but, and I realize that Michaels has been on TV and said that he's going to be in Triple H's corner, so he has a role at the upcoming pay-per-view.
Not anymore.
What's that?
Well, not anymore. WWE came out and said he will not be in Triple H's corner.
Yeah, of course.
Because he has a broken arm.
Well, I guess, yeah. Having said that, I understand why they put him on TV, because he was playing a role in this thing. But at the same time, we're in a day and age where I know he does other shit in his life. If he's that scared of a guy backstage, go fucking hunt. Get on the river and fucking hunt, stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Don't come to the arena afraid you're going to get beat up. You know, I don't know. What's another example? School's a bad example because you have to go to school. The fucking bar. Let's say there was some guy who you know just wanted to kick your fucking ass because of something you said last weekend at the bar. And he's like, if you ever show your face around here again, I'm going to beat your ass. Do you go to the bar the next weekend and be like, don't tell him I'm here?
Well, some of us need the bar, though.
Don't tell him.
So, you know.
I don't know. It's just lazy. And then they did the whole thing where Brock Lesnar backed into the camera, so, you know. But
they suddenly have one camera in the entire... And no, I don't know. The whole angle is just goofy. I don't know why they needed to do all this with Shawn Michaels. I mean, people are still cheering for Lesnar. They're still booing Lesnar.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem to have changed anything. So... I don't know. I guess it gets Paul Heyman on TV, which makes me happy. And just at the end of Raw with him yelling, oh, my God, you broke his arm. Oh, my God, you broke his arm over and over again.
Yeah.
He just started camping it up, and it made it funny.
Yeah,
I don't know, it was supposed to, but it was damn funny saying that stuff.
It's hard to go wrong with Paul Heyman.
But
made the joke that basically he's main eventing SummerSlam at this point.
Mm-hmm. But the funny thing is, it's kind of a nice way to go back to it. we were talking about the WWE title and CM Punk, and I know we go off on tangents, but we immediately forgot that and went into the Triple H Brock Lesnar thing, which is what's been happening the entire time.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I was thinking about this earlier today and thinking about the last, like, 15 years of WWE, WWF, and there's two sides to this, or an afterthought or whatever you want to call it. But they've had a history in the last 15 or so years of not always putting their champion in the main event slot. When Bret Hart won the title for the fifth time or whatever it was, there were two shows in a row where Shawn Michaels was in the main event. And one of those shows, Bret Hart was in a flag match, in a tag team match. And they've been doing this for a long time where their championship belt is not the center of attention. I'm not saying it's right, though. I'm saying it's indicative of a much bigger problem.
Yeah.
Where, and it's not even like they're creating new stars to make this happen. They're rehashing Brock Lesnar, and they've dragged fucking Triple H out of semi-retirement.
Right.
I mean, this isn't even like, you know, the I don't even know, the christening of like a Dolph Ziggler or a Kofi Kingston, or it's not like Sheamus in the fucking sun. This is goddamn old news Triple H and fucking, you know, fucking little red penis Brock Lesnar.
Mm-hmm.
That, oh man, so, I mean, they've obviously got problems deeper than this when it comes to talent development.
Well, the thing I found funny there was you throw Kofi Kingston in there, and no one understands the inside joke with that, but the talent development is something, a totally separate subject. I know what you're getting at, I don't disagree, but it's just, saying that opens up a whole other world of hurt, and they blew it right off the bat when they gave Lesnar to John Cena.
Yeah.
He shows up, and the next month he's wrestling. It was very ill-timed. This should have been where Cena and Brock Lesnar were going at it.
Oh, yeah, this is backwards.
You know,
I mean, John Cena is, as we are talking about, clearly the number one wrestler in the company. How do you justify not bringing in an old-timer like a Brock Lesnar and building him toward John Cena? Start with Triple H. Nobody gives a fuck about Triple H. I don't care what kind of just like nostalgic pop he gets when his music kicks in. Mm-hmm. Nobody has any fucking emotion invested in Triple H these days. So start him out there and work him up to Cena. I mean, I don't know. I shouldn't tell.
Yeah.
They make more money than I do, so.
Well, yes, but it's, as I've talked about with Kevin, they could be making more money.
Yep.
You know, just because there's you're making some doesn't mean there's not a whole lot more you could be adding to the coffers, whatever it's called.
Coffers. Well, like you said, it was 1 month and he was already wrestling Cena.
Uh-huh.
I mean, my God, there isn't money to be made at fucking Extreme Rules. Give me a break.
No, especially after WrestleMania.
Yeah, yeah. The buy rate went up like 50,000 over the year before. Well, so what? You know, WrestleMania's buy rate went up like, you know, what, 200,000 or something like that over the previous year, 300,000. Mm-hmm. You know, save it for one of the big ones.
Yeah.
Even Kofi, or not Kofi, that guy, he doesn't know shit. Even Dolph said something, I think he was the one who called SummerSlam a grand stage. People still know that, you know. Even, I don't know, maybe not the six-year-olds that are just getting on the bandwagon now, but the majority of the audience knows these big stages, and they know SummerSlam is one of them, and they know that Extreme Rules ain't one of them.
Yeah, but they've also tried to back away from the big ones, that where it's only WrestleMania is the big one now. You know what I mean? So SummerSlam is just another pay per view, even though this time they decide to trump up the fact that it's the 25th anniversary of it and whatever else. But they've gotten away from any other pay per view mattering. Maybe Royal Rumble?
I would say Royal Rumble would be the other one. That's the one they devote all their video package time to.
Right.
Santino was in it for 1 second by the numbers and stuff. I don't know, though, man. Maybe it is just me as the old hanger-on that does think of SummerSlam as one of the big ones and doesn't think of fucking No Way Out of Vengeance Town or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm in the minority. I don't know, but I think it's great to reflect it, honestly.
Yeah, I think our generation, we know the big four, which used to be five, but they got rid of King of the Ring. King of the Ring was always one of those on-the-fence ones, I guess. But there are the big four.
Yeah.
And so but they've really tried to make it the big one, medium two,
mm-hmm.
medium three, and then the small one.
Yeah,
but,
that's true.
But yeah, but CM Punk hasn't main evented any of them. He main evented Money in the Bank.
Yep.
And something else. I know it's going to be something else. But,
someone will correct us.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, while we were talking about this, I had an idea of creating a Stunt Granny Tout account.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
And how much fun that would be.
Yeah.
But it goes into the social media thing, which I guess is a good place to bring up Abraham Washington.
Oh, A-Dub!
A-Dub getting fired for a Kobe Bryant joke.
Yeah.
Okay. He should be fired for that. Not because he talked about Kobe allegedly raping somebody, but because he used a 5-year-old reference.
Yeah,
because
that joke is...
Fuck old. You!
Yep.
Yes. If you would have mentioned it's better than Charlie Sheen's Tiger Blood, I'd still say fire his ass, because that's a year or two ago.
Yep. No, I agree. Oh my God.
So I have no sympathy for this guy. If you're given a live mic and told to go out there and entertain, and you come up with a Kobe Bryant,
yeah,
you're a dumbass.
Yeah.
Why not? He could have made a Peyton Manning. It was in Denver.
Right.
I think. So he could have made a Peyton Manning joke.
Right.
You know.
No, instead it's like, hey, man, I haven't heard, I don't know, I don't fucking know. I haven't heard lies like that since Kato Kaelin was on the witness
stand. Yeah.
You know.
No. So for his lack of ingenuity and creativity, fuck him. Later. And really, he shouldn't have been given a live mic to begin with.
He's not that good.
No.
He's really not.
Not at all.
However, it is fun. I'm not going to lie. It's kind of fun to watch people go ape shit on Twitter. So I'm scrolling through his tweets and some of his retweets of other people, what they had to say.
Okay.
Let's see. I would love to be on Piper's Pit. That motherfucker would be speechless. He ain't never met a guy like me. Well,
wait, that was Abraham Washington?
That was actually Abraham. And the best part is that fucking Roddy Piper is the one who comes on making jokes about Judge Lance Ito. So, yeah, you ain't never seen a motherfucker like me unless you got in your fucking time-traveling phone booth and went back to 1996.
No, I didn't know or hear about any of that, him going... doing that on Twitter. That's pretty funny, actually.
He's on Twitter, and he's saying, what else can I say? JTG just got did in for his disrespect to his masters. Hashtag, I ain't on the plantation.
Oh, my God. Okay. See, I guess this is where the Attitude Era would have been nice, because that would have been entertaining.
It's if you're not following him on Twitter, it's at BJRatedR. So, BJ as in blowjob, rated R. Anyone that has... Oh, apparently people had their AW signs confiscated at Monday Night Raw. Anyone that has had their sign taken away from them in support of me should realize that the WWE are the real bullies. Hashtag, be a fucking star. So, there you go.
I'm trying to find it.
Yeah. Blowjob, rated R. BJ, rated R. Let's see. I'm trying to think if there's anything else on here. I saw at least one other one that I thought was funny, but if I can't read...
Well, all right, so is his real name Brian Josie?
Josie or Josie, yeah.
Oh. That's awesome.
Somebody named MDoggy17 must have said something negative to him, so he writes back, you tweeted me, so doesn't that make you a bigger waste of space? Hashtag bathroom break on your face. Hashtag shithead. You know what? Maybe, you know, give him one dated reference, everyone. I mean, nah.
I'm beginning to regret what I said. I apologize for that sort of thing. You know, I'll admit when I'm wrong.
If he would have gotten on there and said, instead of something like beating up somebody like Kobe Bryant in a hotel room, if he would have just gotten on the microphone and been like, I'm going to take a bathroom break on your face. God, now we got a million-dollar main eventer right here.
Wow.
Titus O'Neil's going to pee on your head. Fuck up. Darren Young, Black John Cena going to take a shit on your face.
I just got a call from a Connecticut newspaper, LOL. Hashtag Vince just screwed Vince.
Oh, God.
This shit doesn't even make sense.
No. Nope.
Wait, or wait. Anybody got Al Sharpton's number? I think we should talk.
Yeah.
Oh, what a dick. Oh, that's great. That. Oh, wow.
Beating a dead horse my ass. I'm like a kid that just found out about masturbation. I have just begun to be.
I want you to read this one, but I can't figure out how to tell you which one.
Is it Wagner Daniel? No? Okay. Yeah, you send it to me. You know I'll say anything. Come on. I just got a call from, okay, there's Don Imus. Let's see. Oh, shit. I think you're sending it to me as a message, but please tell me it was him replying to Y2Hero saying, Vince didn't want some no-name Negro associated with his less-than-stellar half-mummified-ass wife. No, it must not have been that one. Let's see. What else I got? Oh, there's Al Sharpton's number. Okay. This is where I bet Jeremy is leaning on his mute button.
Damn it. All the shit I've been saying hasn't come through, huh?
Nope.
Motherfucker, I keep tripping over the damn cord, too, because I'm not used to using the headset. But, yeah, so I don't know any of the shit I just got through or not, so nope. Whatever. But no, oh yeah, what I was going to say is I apologize, but then I started thinking, no, fuck him. You're giving a live mic. You got to have some stellar material, man.
Yeah.
You mean, Jimmy Hart wasn't out there. I mean, Jimmy Hart, you know, with the megaphone, whatever, all he kept saying was, come on, baby, and whatever else,
right.
But at least he had his shit together. You got to prepare, man.
At least he did his job and annoyed the crowd.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And with Abraham Washington doing this stuff, all of a sudden they gave this guy, no one really knows, a live mic. Because,
yep.
I mean, he had the AW show,
yep.
And then that was it.
Yeah.
Disappeared. So
that was terrible, by the way.
Oh, his show?
His show on ECW was the fucking pits, man. God,
yeah.
That was terrible.
Yeah, it never got better.
Nope.
So, alright. So let's leave WWE for now.
Bathroom break on your face!
alright, so we'll go to Ring of Honor.
I'm just
That's
using
fun.
My Dave Chappelle voice!
Deep
Blue Sea! They ate me. A fucking shark ate me. This is how I talk. Haven't you seen my movies? Juice, that was a good one. It'll get you drunk. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Was that even Dave Chappelle lines?
I don't know what it was.
Was that part? I think that was...
That was
okay.
A show.
Yeah, I'm just going to try. Oh, that's. Oh, Sam, that's. All right, never mind.
Okay.
I'm stupid.
Okay.
It was the Samuel Jackson beer
yep.
stuff. That's right. Jesus Christ. All right. So.
I hope they burn in hell!
All right. So, speaking of.
My neighbor's
stuff
guy
on your face.
What the fuck I'm doing right now.
Oh, well. Ring of Honor. Real quick. Kevin Steen attacked a fan.
Because he was at his boiling point, don't you see?
Right. Well, contrary to belief, it was a plant.
Oh.
And I know it's kind of shocking that a wrestling company would plant somebody, hence the name of our goddamn site.
Awesome.
They were actually students of Brutal Bob.
Oh,
they were Brutal Bob's students.
The truth
so apparently, yeah. So apparently, these guys are really good actors.
Yeah.
If they convinced everybody, or people are so stupid that you would think. Now you can say what you want about Ring of Honor right now, but I'm pretty sure that wouldn't actually happen at one of their shows. At least I would, you know,
I would like to think not, but the thing that amazes me even – well, I guess they're students. I was going to say, because when you mentioned that there were plants, my first thought was they can't afford to hire plants until you mentioned that they're students. Then it kind of made sense.
Yeah. Well, but even then, in wrestling, do you even hire like So like on SmackDown last week, all the police officers were just indie wrestlers. So do you actually hire them, or you just go, hey, do you want some screen time on TV?
I mean, yeah, that's a good question. I suppose you know, back in the day when Colt Cabana would just kind of like show up in town, mm-hmm. Sergeant Slaughter would be like, excuse you. I don't know. Yeah, right. That's a good question. I'm sure they got paid something. I mean, it's got to be illegal to put them on a TV or a any sort of broadcast and not give them money, I would think.
Well, yeah, well but look at the shady-ass business you're in.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, we just had the whole story about, you know, independent promoter getting ripped off. Oh, I'm sorry. They paid him back so they didn't steal the money.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
You know, so it's not, I mean, I guess it shouldn't be out of comprehension that something like this would happen, but you would think that people would be a little smarter. I know if you're in the crowd and, you know, you see a lot of Ring of Honor shows with kids in it, well, those dumb bastards, of course, they're going to believe that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But when you have a Pro Wrestling Torch columnist commenting on how it was real because he was there and it's not.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Don't you have to carry a healthy dose of skepticism whenever you go to a wrestling show?
It's like I think it was Ernie Ladd, and Dusty can correct me on this quote if I'm wrong. It's like Ernie Ladd said, everything you see on TV actually happened. So, I mean, yeah. At this point in time, and given how damn hard Kevin Steen is trying to turn heel in this company,
mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. Yes, you have to take everything with a lick of salt, or in Kevin Steen's case, a fucking full bag of Fritos scoops.
Hey! Hey! Just wait a fucking minute. I thought we were on the same page when it came to Fritos scoops, bastard.
I meant pork skins or pork
rinds. Yeah, pork rinds. Yeah.
Yeah. Pig feet, hog maw.
No.
In the kitchen, you in the kitchen! Oh, wait, that's,
in the goddamn refrigerator.
I'm still using my Dave Chappelle voice for what was his name? Johnny.
Johnny Witherspoon.
Johnny Witherspoon. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Every time in the kitchen, you in the kitchen.
You in the kitchen.
In the goddamn refrigerator. Eating up all the food. Kevin.
So it. Yeah. No. Seriously, get out of my fucking kitchen.
Yeah,
Jesus really. Christ.
Yeah. This isn't the scene from Friday. He's fucking rifling through Johnny Witherspoon's refrigerator, and he.
I was trying to talk to Dusty about this. Remember when Kevin Steen used to be, they used to call him Mr. Wrestling, and it was like, wow, he could be the next big one for Ring of Honor?
Yeah, now he's the big.
Now he is. I mean, all fat jokes aside, holy shit, man, just try.
Yeah. No kidding. Yeah, there is no try, only do. And no matter what, Kevin Steen, you know what, and I don't get it, and maybe it's because I don't watch Ring of Honor that regularly. I don't understand the babyface reactions for this guy. Like, to me, he's just a piece of shit in a sleeveless T-shirt that can't make a face in a photo that looks like he wants to actually be a professional wrestler.
Right.
I don't get it.
Nope. You're exactly right. I've...
And this doesn't make me want to get it, you know?
No, well, not when he's associating himself with Steve Corino. Another guy that doesn't even look like he wants to be there.
Right, yeah.
He never really seemed to be like he wanted to be there. now, I don't have the hatred for Jimmy Jacobs. Some people do.
Yeah.
I always thought if he was taller, he'd be a bigger deal. I think that when, you know, now he's seemingly got himself back on track. But
right.
If he was taller, when he was doing that Age of the Fall stuff, that was some badass... You know, badass times for them.
Yeah, that was good.
That whole thing where he's just letting Jay Briscoe and Mark Briscoe's blood just drip on him while he's talking.
Hanging from the ladder or whatever.
Yeah. That was some terribly awesome stuff. Yep. I mean, I get to see Jimmy Jacobs on Prime Wrestling now.
Yeah.
Where he's doing some pretty good stuff too. So
that's good.
Yeah. You know, Yeah, which is very strange. He's playing second fiddle to Kevin Steen in Ring of Honor, but then in Prime Wrestling, he's the champion taking on Johnny Gargano. This Sunday on pay-per-view, or iPay-per-view. Which, as Kevin's email pointed out, and I thought about this morning, very, very weird time to have a pay-per-view with SummerSlam the same day. But
the same, that's kind of messed up.
Yeah. But anyways, I just don't understand. Kevin Steen gets the babyface reaction, and they're trying to turn him heel. Just let the people cheer for who they want. Wasn't that what Ring of Honor did to begin with?
Yes, absolutely. I don't know, maybe they got something in mind, or, you know, Kevin Steen is just a kind of a dickhead in real life, so, or at least that's how he comes off, like, you know, fake ass, like, attempted heel turn on Twitter aside, he does kind of seem like a dick. Run with it, man. Same with Randy Orton. Why is he the fucking smiling baby face? He's one of the biggest pieces of white trash in the whole company.
Yeah, well,
they should embrace his heel.
But you're talking two totally different concepts for companies, though.
Well, totally different concepts for who the fucking guy is. I mean, at least Randy Orton has some fucking pride. Randy Orton wrestled in a t-shirt.
Well, yeah. I mean, Kevin Steen does fail the t-shirt wrestler thing.
And you know what? For anybody who wants to say that that's not the right answer, when was the fucking first time that Dick the Bruiser wrestled in a t-shirt?
Or Dusty Rhodes.
Or Dusty Rhodes. I mean, eventually he wore the fucking polka dot tank top. But Jesus Christ, you know? These guys are fucking wrestlers. That's just what you do, whether you look like a goddamn Adonis or fucking adorable Adrian Adonis.
Oh, God, yeah. Buddy Rose.
Yeah, you can't blow that shit away.
A slim 200 pounds?
Yeah, exactly.
No, yeah, it... But Ring of Honor's trying to do that whole thing where they're trying to tell you, all right, cheer for this guy, boo this guy. And it's like, no.
Right.
Let the people decide who it is.
Right.
Because people are booing Jim Cornette, who's supposed to be the babyface in this.
Right.
They're booing him. And, you know, it's like, well, take a hint. Your angle's not working, so adapt and move on. Or adapt and move on.
Yep, agreed.
So, all right, let's leave Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
That's way too much. Over Sunday, Austin Aries retained the TNA title, or I'm sorry, the Impact Wrestling title.
Right.
Whatever it is. Were you surprised by that?
I've had this conversation before on the audio about Austin Aries, and I guess my short answer is yes. I don't have a long answer for it other than to think that, you know, throw anything against the wall to see if it sticks. it goes back to that idea of there are certain guys who don't need the championship to be over. But then I also made the argument of, well, look at the level of talent in TNA. It's like, who the fuck is Bobby Roode in the scheme of things when, you know, in the annals of professional wrestling history, he's going to probably rank at about the fucking Terry Taylor level, you know? So who's anybody to say Bobby Roode doesn't need the TNA title to get over? It's like, okay, well, does that mean Austin Aries does need it? I don't know. I mean, if nothing else, at least you know that when Austin Aries goes out there, he's going to deliver a good match.
Yeah.
So I guess I got that going for him.
But isn't it strange though? Didn't it seem like it was going to turn it around and make the main event for it's Bound for Glory, right?
Yeah.
Bound for Glory series. It was going to be Bobby Roode and James Storm. And James Storm finally gets the win.
Yeah, but, you know.
That's what it seemed like. But then I mentioned to Kevin where this whole thing seems to be playing out that they could have Austin Aries versus Samoa Joe.
Yeah,
because
how amazing. And that's the thing. That's kind of the backward version of WWE putting the title in the on the back burner in favor of a Triple H Brock Lesnar. This way, yeah, we could still get our Bobby Roode James Storm match, and James Storm could get his win. It just ain't going to be for the title.
Yeah, which makes it kind of pointless to me. Who cares?
Yeah.
The whole chase was for the title. This whole storyline was that he was let down in front of he let his family, friends, blah, 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 let them down because he didn't win the title. So, I don't know. it doesn't seem to be that it would make a whole lot of sense to do it that way. But again, it's getting kind of hard to bash TNA because Impact Wrestling has gotten substantially better.
Yes.
It's watchable because they've gotten rid of a lot of the garbage stuff, at least.
Yes.
There's still some that remains, but, you know, it's not hard to watch the show anymore. It goes pretty breezy now.
Yeah.
So that's nice. But no, I was just surprised by that. I'd figured they were giving Austin the, 1 month, 2 month reign, however you want to look at it.
He wins it at Destination X because it's a pay-per-view made for light heavyweights.
Mm-hmm.
And then just loses it the next month because that's the way TNA operates.
Yeah. I mean, even if it was by, a screw job, whatever.
Yeah.
That would at least be something substantial. But
right.
I mean, I suppose there is still a way that he can lose the title and have that go the same way.
Oh, sure.
But I don't know. When is Bound for Glory anyways?
All I know is it's October. I'm not sure what the date
is. It is October? Oh, okay. Well, then, shit, they still have to do September's pay-per-view, so there's still a chance, I suppose.
Yeah, there's a chance. Part of me wonders if they're giving this push to Samoa Joe in an effort to keep him at a time where if he left, he would absolutely go to WWE to wrestle his buddy CM Punk.
Yep.
I'd love to see somebody – man, as many audios as we have overlooked Samoa Joe's contract status with TNA, I would love to find out that TNA themselves overlooked his contract status. And let something lapse when it shouldn't have, and give him the belt, and then have him fucking take off for WWE. That would make my life.
That actually would be hilarious. They've done it before.
That would lend credence to, yes, they have. That would lend credence to what Kurt Angle said on Twitter about CM Punk. Not trying to get off the subject, but Punk.
No, that's fine. Keep going with that.
Punk at like a Wicked Wizard Con or fucking Wizard World or whatever it was. Wizard's fucking Magic Express bus. Said something. He was asked questions, and somebody asked him, who from the indie scene would you want to wrestle? And he said Samoa Joe. And everyone was like, yeah, huh? And they were like, yeah, Samoa Joe. I know he's in TNA. You did say an indie, right? So Kurt Angle gets on Twitter and tweets, Punk wants to say TNA. Oh, keep in mind, let's frame this up properly. Keep in mind, Kurt Angle is a hothead, B, kind of a mongoloid, C, likes drugs, D, also likes to chase black women around and beat them up, and what's on E, just kind of doesn't have his head screwed on right, isn't, so he's kind of cloudy, not within reality. He gets on Twitter and he says, Punk wants to say TNA is an indie league? I was on top in WWE when you were trying to get a job anywhere. It was my choice to go to TNA. If I ever see you, Punk, hide, bitch. And first of all, I figure he probably took those words exactly from a letter that he wrote to old, what's her name, Rakresha Biggins or whatever? Chaka Khan? I guarantee you.
Raka Khan. Raka Khan.
Took those words from a letter that he wrote to fucking Chaka Khan. But anyway, and then funnier yet is this is the type of shit that Kurt Angle does. Every time, without missing a beat, that he gets on Twitter or somewhere else and spouts off about something and curses somebody out, he got right back on Twitter and said, I apologize to TNA and WWE fans for my comment. I don't expect Punk to apologize to TNA, but I'm sorry. Respect for the biz. And then he says, I didn't apologize to Punk, only the WWE and TNA fans. Punk disrespected TNA. He has a lot to learn about fame and responsibility. So, big dripping pussy too.
Yeah, but part of that, I don't disagree with Angle. Because Punk doesn't really seem... I put that post up titled, Punk Should Probably Shut the Fuck Up.
Yeah, yep.
Because he's another one of those guys that just says shit, and then when he gets called on it, just kind of backs down or doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
Like, there were people tweeting him all over about him being stupid about John Jones.
Well,
and him not backing up, coming back with anything. And then somebody disagrees with gay marriage, I think it was.
Yeah.
And he goes, that's fine, just kill yourself.
Yep. Yeah, that might be a little harsh, but at the same time, who knows? I mean, you can't defend yourself from a bullet wound very easily, but who knows? I mean, if somebody encountered him and tried to beat him up, I'm not trying to say he couldn't fend for himself, but, you know, that's like worst case scenario. He spouts off and then somebody tries to kick his ass for it. I mean, he's got enough fuck you money where if he says the wrong thing, WWE wants to fire him. I don't think he cares.
Yeah.
And more so, saying this about TNA, he doesn't need their money. This isn't a guy like, I mean, Abraham Washington's not going out there saying, TNA, what a fucking bunch of dirtballs. I'm selling weed, baby. You know, he's not in that position because he could use a fucking steady paycheck from TNA. CM Punk doesn't need it, so he can come out with the honest truth if he wants to.
Yeah, I mean, Punk's already said he's retiring early,
yeah.
And he's not in it for that long. He's even said he's really saved all of his money,
yep.
You know, which is good, especially in light, and it kind of goes into the Punk thing with Kevin Nash talking about CM Punk. But Kevin Nash, I don't know if you read the interview on Grantland.
Oh, yeah.
And I know everyone had a big problem with what Kevin Nash said, which he didn't really say anything shocking.
Oh, dude. If anybody is shocked about Kevin Nash talking about A, short people in wrestling, and B, money, need to get their head out of their ass. That's all he talks about.
Mm-hmm. And, all right, I didn't get a chance to talk about this last week, so just bear with me for a second.
Okay.
You're exactly right. He always talks about that stuff, but at the same time, it is his opinion. You know, when he's booking, then it matters. Right now, he's not booking at all.
True.
So who gives a shit what he has to say? And Punk basically said the same thing. It's like, you know, you don't like his opinion. Well, you know, you don't have to like it, but he's allowed to have one.
Yep.
Well, which is always such a kind of a wussy way around it. But at the same time, what everyone skipped over in that entire thing about Kevin Nash talking about money was he had a property that was depreciated $400,000+.
Right, yep.
And he's talking about you never know when the money's going to run out. He's exactly right.
Oh, yeah.
So, but everyone talks about, you know, him calling Benoit and whatever vanilla midgets and how he's exactly right about CM Punk and Daniel Bryan. I mean, like their talent or not, if you walked through an airport and you had, The Undertaker walk by you, even without the makeup and all that shit on, you're going to stop and look at him like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, if you're at an airport and you see CM Punk, you're thinking, how does a fry cook at Burger King afford a plane ticket anyway?
Yeah, let alone first class, but he travels by bus, but whatever.
Oh, well,
But also, taking away the sarcasms in all seriousness, he walks by, you're going to think he's in a band maybe, or a skateboarder. You're not going to think professional wrestler. You're not going to think giant star, let alone top guy. But if you see Brock Lesnar walk by, Daniel Bryan, you're just going to think, oh, there's one of those little hippie kids.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Out on John.
And the thing is, like, you know, people might ask, well, since when does turning your head in an airport to check out some big monster translate into selling tickets? You know what? Historically, it kind of does. I mean, I don't know. I guess just another way of looking at it is these pro wrestlers are supposed to be like larger than life superhero action figures.
Yes.
It's like, you know, there's a reason that Prince Adam turned into He-Man. You know, there's a reason Clark Kent turned into Superman. It's like those are the guys that sold the comic books. This is, you know, this is pretty much the same thing.
Yes.
Since when has there ever been a superhero in superhero character that looked like Daniel Bryan? Yeah, he can go out there and wrestle a fucking amazing half-hour match that we all love. But who's we all, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there's a reason that there's independent comic books, and there's a reason there's independent wrestling.
Yeah.
So you get – it's smaller, maybe better work rate, better storyline if you want to go back to the comic part.
Yep.
But it's – it's not for a mass audience, which is what WWE and really Impact Wrestling TNA is going for.
Yep.
So it's a justifiable position. But I guess my biggest thing was the fact that Nash was talking about money, which is no surprise, but that he had very valid points on it all.
Yeah.
And everyone just blows it off and goes, oh my God, he's still talking about the small. Well, How about you try and learn something?
Yeah, this guy's been around. This isn't his first rodeo. I mean,
right.
He's been in pretty much every position in pro wrestling that you can be in. You know, he's been a wrestler. He's been a corner man. He's been a commentator. He's been a booker. You know,
yeah.
The only thing he hasn't done probably is own a wrestling company. And the fact of the matter is, he's drawn money. He's drawn huge money. He's also mm-hmm. helped the company lose a lot of money. He also wasn't
yep.
the highest drawing WWF champion of all time. Like, it's funny, too, that, like, man, how selective memory is when somebody, like, I think it was Jericho, can get online and say, oh, this coming from the guy who had the worst year as WWF champion. Yeah, he had the best fucking year not having to lug around a goddamn belt in his luggage in WCW and resurrected that piece of shit company.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got plenty of room to make the points that he's making.
Yeah. It's funny how opinions change. Cause I probably would have said the exact opposite years ago. But as you get older and you start to like look around at this sort of stuff, it's like, you know, get as much as you can while you can. I know it's opens up like the can of worms for, you know, step on whoever to get wherever you need to, but
yeah. I don't know, man. Youth clouds your judgment. I'm gonna start being the crotchety old man here pretty soon. And you know, you can have your fucking ideals and you can have your CM Punks and everything. And hey, don't get me wrong, a mentally retarded guy in Waterloo, Iowa confused me for CM Punk, so I got nothing but respect. And I mean Punk, not the retard. But, you know.
Well, no, who respects those things?
Yeah, I know.
Jesus.
Yeah, fuck you, Walks. You can
only- they make a great piggy bank until you need to get cash out.
You can only hide behind your fucking internet and your ideals for so long before you got to realize that people like Kevin Nash have a pretty valid point of view in life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there's also guys behind, and I think the other funny part was, I think it was the Grantland one. There was another interview where Nash was talking about him and Hogan running stuff.
Okay.
And he even mentioned that they did it in TNA.
Yeah.
That they were stiffing money from TNA. I was like, okay, how dumb is Dixie Carter? At first I joked about it.
Right.
Now I'm really beginning to think, she's not a smart woman. She may be a smart woman, but she is not business savvy at all.
Right.
When Kevin Nash is openly saying, well, yeah, I'd call Hogan, I'd get on something, call Hogan, go, hey, you need to get on this, so we both make more money out of it.
Right.
She didn't realize this going back to their time in WCW? I mean, for God's sake.
Hey, man, history is doomed to repeat itself. And what is the – isn't there another saying about history when it comes to retarded people, like – you know, those who don't whatever, those who don't fucking something history are doomed to repeat it or something like that. Like,
yeah.
She can be as smart as she wants, but she's got to – I'm sure when she went to college, she probably didn't do a lot of research. She probably sucked a lot of dick and drank a lot of beer, but her dad had a lot of money. I'm sure she didn't have to do a ton of research. And I'm sure that translates into today. You know, she's not going to be the one in that company who says, now, wait a minute. I remember back in 1997 and 1999 in WCW when this happened, and Vince Russo was too busy under the desk to tell her any different anyway, because he was collecting a steady paycheck at the time too. I'm not trying to be mean about it or anything.
No, a little, but you know, it stings sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, it just, I don't know, Kevin. Kevin met Kevin Nash last year, and who was it? And Dan. They were both at the meet and greet beforehand.
Yeah.
And they said Nash was cool as shit talking to him. And you know what? I don't doubt it. I don't doubt that he's probably like – I'm sure he probably hams it up and nices it up to make some money. You know,
I'm sure.
To sucker all the fans and whatnot. But if people would just put the bias away and listen to it.
Yeah.
Listen to what he's saying, man. I mean – I'm just wondering how many of the crop of TNA wrestlers, WWE wrestlers, we're already starting to see a little bit of them. You know, Tyson Tomko.
Yeah.
I mean, how many guys are dead? It's just guys who were losing money already that didn't learn. Like, you kind of hope that Edge is smart enough, but who's the one of the main guys? One of our favorite punching boards, bags, whatever, for the longest time, Matt Hardy.
Yeah.
He should have been a guy that knew what the hell was going on. And look at the disaster that he turned into. And he seemingly turned it around a little bit, I guess. He doesn't do as much. But Jeff Hardy was another one. The guys need to listen to this stuff and play that game, I suppose, if you want to.
Right.
Get your money, save your money, and keep your head down to shit. But
yeah.
Whatever. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't care that much about him. But, well, we got some topics we'll just leave off.
There you go.
Because I know we are both on a time schedule.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
Yeah,
I wish I had a better match game. The only one I thought of was this past Monday on Monday Night Raw, JTG got to wrestle Ryback.
And
during the match, JTG is heard yelling at the referee, "Don't let him give me pink eye! Don't let him give me pink eye!" In the nearby women's bathroom, Rosa Mendez was screaming, "Don't let Jackson Andrews give me blank!"
No, I have to answer this, don't I?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. So,
no.
JTG yell to the referee, "Don't let him give me pink eye!" Well, Ryback. Well, at the same time in the ladies' bathroom, Rosa Mendez was yelling about Jackson Andrews. Don't let him give me blank.
I'm gonna say an engagement ring.
Oh.
Just everything else I had. I'm not gonna do that.
Throw me a curveball there. All right.
But what a player is Jackson Andrews. He's got a bitch in Texas and he's got a bitch in Las Vegas. He flies the one into Texas, gets her out of there when the other one shows up.
Yeah. He's clearly using his $500 a week developmental paycheck wisely.
I mean, that's baller, man.
I'm sure this was all Steve Kern's idea. Or no, I don't know if he's around.
I don't think he is anymore.
Oh, whatever.
Whatever. Yeah. But yeah. Okay. But the whole pink eye thing, what the hell, dude? I watched that again.
Yeah.
And I don't know, were you able to see a clip of it?
Yeah, no, I saw a clip. They zoomed in, and I mean, his left eye was definitely more red and watery than the right one.
Yeah. But there are tears streaming down Ryback's face.
I saw that at the very end. That's
yes.
Gotta be sweat, dude. He's 5'9" and 328 pounds. He's gotta be blown up by the end of these matches.
Well, that's what Kevin said. His eyes are red all the time anyways. I was like, yeah, but if you were getting ready to pop at all times, your eyes would be red too.
Yeah, no shit. How red do you think Chris Benoit's eyes were? Fucking...
Oh, no, 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 no. I'm talking over you.
Anyway.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Anyway, moving on to sign off.
yeah, because... But yeah, I wasn't the only one that thought he was crying because I saw Shane Helms put on his Twitter asking if he was crying. So
one of the times in life I'll agree with Shane Helms.
Yes. So yeah, let's get out of here. I'll do the plugs real quick. You can email us, especially if you have any problems with what Eric says. StuntGranny@gmail.com. On Twitter, I'm at Granny Maze. Dusty is Dusty Giebink. Kevin is DeFrango11. Eric uses ours, so you can just contact Eric through Stunt Granny, at Stunt Granny. We are on iTunes, Stunt Granny. I think Stunt Granny audio show, I believe, also. Just put in Stunt Granny, one or two words, it comes up. I think that's it.
Right.
Oh, and we do have a Tout account, which I will begin using sooner or later, just like the Facebook page. So, so there you go. I'm out of here. I'm Jeremy. Talk to you next week.
Well, there you go. For Jeremy Mays, for Kevin and Dusty, for Sugar Shane Helms, for Tout, and for Dave Chappelle, bitch, this is Eric Nelson. Peace and chicken grease. Thank you.